This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch for a Friday, Flag Day, June 14th. Also, happy birthday, Mr. President, and happy 244th birthday to the United States Army. As we broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across the country, and a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country, as well as around the world via the satellite. And to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we have Frank Silvato, the managing editor of the New Media Journal and host of the Underground U.S. podcast, USA. Wait a minute, I did that wrong, but that's okay. We'll get it in a minute. So, good morning, and let's say the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We emphasize the two words under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we start with the situation yesterday that emerged with the two tankers that were struck by what's called a tippet mine. This is a magnetic mine that's placed on the vessels either in transit or while they're sitting docked somewhere or whatever. And apparently it looks like Iran is involved up to their eyeballs in all of this because of the fact that an Iranian fast boat, 25-and-a-half-foot boat with a crew of five, pulled up alongside the burning tanker yesterday in plain sight, pictures taken by the USS Bainbridge destroyer that also was responding to the scene. And they saw the boat come up. They saw somebody in the crew take off the tippet landmine, and boom, away they went back to the base they came from.
Yeah, Iran has moved beyond saber-rattling, and they're trying to light the candle over there. This is a confrontation that has been begged for since the days of Muhammad. You've got the two factions over there. One is the Iranians who are Shiite, and the Saudis who are Sunni, and those are the two big tribes that have wanted to vanquish each other since the beginning of Islam itself. So, I mean, this has been coming for a very long time. The sad thing is they usually try to suck the rest of the world into their war so that the proxies fight it and they sit back and just play chess. I'm hoping we don't get involved in it this time. Let these two factions have at it.
Well, the Houthis yesterday, not to be forgotten about, out of Yemen, fired launched five drones armed with explosives and sent them towards Saudi Arabia in the direction of an army air base that was there, what they'd struck before. And Saudi Arabia took all five of them out. They got all five of them, took them out of the sky. So that was the other equation that was going on here, the other part of this.
Yeah, and again, it's got Iran's fingerprints all over it.
Yes.
So they are trying to goad people into war. They think it's their time. They want to. Under the guise of war, they can necessarily look at the world and say, we're just going to keep ramping up the uranium production over here because we think we're seconds away from being able to get the bomb.
Now, your old home state and the governor there, the Illinois governor, cheered. A bunch of people were cheering as the governor signed a bill to allow a gruesome partial birth abortion, which is going against everything else we're seeing in other parts of the country. Amazing.
Well, you know, it's Illinois' lost, as far as I'm concerned, because it's being run by the urban Chicago area. You know, if Chicago says we're gonna start pushing people off the top of the Sears Tower or the Willis Tower, then the Springfield goes, yay, let's just make this a law and go along with it. The rest of the state's not being served. This should be a warning to everybody who thinks the popular vote in the United States is a great idea. You know, if we get rid of the Electoral College, we're all going to turn into California and Illinois and New York because the population centers are going to be lording over every other region of the state.
Now, Beto O'Rourke is one of the 20 people that's going to be in the Democratic debate in Miami. And right after that happened, Beto promised to force schools to let boys compete as girls. I wonder when the feminists are going to stand up for women's rights again.
Yeah, I have no idea because at this point, if they're going to start letting males play in female sports in high school, junior high school, and college, there isn't going to be a woman that's going to beat any man in a strength sport. It's just not going to happen. So, you know, I don't know. To answer your question, it's really a good one. When will the women stand up and say enough is enough? Mm-hmm. It seems like their mindset here is self-defeating.
And that little bakery that says, I think I can, Gibson's Bakery won $33 million in a lawsuit against Oberlin College. That was the college that came to him and said, you got to bake my cake for my gay party or wedding or whatever the heck it was. And they lost again. This is not the first time this group has lost. This is, what, the second time or something? The third? Second?
Yeah, it's in a string. And you would think that they would realize that their ideological bent is just destroying their college.
Yeah, absolutely. $33 billion is not, or $1 million is going to hurt them seriously. All right, we'll be right back, folks, with more with Frank Salvato, the managing editor of the New Media Journal and the Underground USA podcast. I shall return. By the way, what's going on with Kellyanne Conway? Is she going to be around next month? I'll let you know.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and this portion of the program is brought to you by my very good friends at Moss Family Automotive, four dealerships to take care of you, and the original home, 24-7, 365 of You Serve, You Save. That means all active-duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, save a ton of money on your brand-new vehicles, and you get your wholesale or your certified pre-owned vehicles at wholesale prices. Now, right now, you pay nothing down and no payments for 6 months with approved credit. So check them out by going to MossFamilyAutomotive.com. MossFamilyAutomotive.com. Pick the dealer that you want to do business with and go from there and tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you more money. Now, Frank Silvato, the managing editor of the New Media Journal and host of the Underground USA podcast, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Now, you know where Ybor City is, right?
I do.
And tonight I'm going to be at Duomici's in Ybor Center from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock for an event with the Republican Party of Hillsborough County. And I look forward to seeing many people there. It's going to be a Make America Great Again party honoring the birthday of President Trump and Flag Day. A lot of red, white, and blue will be there. Plus the 244th anniversary birthday of the United States Army.
And there you go. It's a great opportunity to wear red, white, and blue, isn't it?
Yep, and my Army hat. All right. Now, listen, I talked a little while ago about teased it from Kellyanne Conway thing, and I'm going to do that in a series of things here. First of all, this was Nancy Pelosi talking about the president and the comments that he made about a foreign government, and then I'm going to show how this applies to a certain congressman from California. Here we go.
I want to make sure we understand what you're saying, because you're going to be pushing for legislation here. Are you saying, is it clear now whether this is illegal, whether it's wrong? Is it illegal to take this kind of information And in addition, one of your members, at least, is saying that this is impeachable, this attitude by the president. Do you believe this is potentially impeachable?
There is in the law that you cannot accept contributions, and that includes in kind, from a foreign, your campaign cannot, from a foreign government. That is in the law. But if it needs more clarity, then we will go the duty to report. That not that only you don't accept it, but you report it to the FBI. Because this is, it's an invasion of our democracy. So I don't have the language right here, but there is language in the law that prohibits any contribution. And again, contribution is in-kind information or whatever that is. But we want to make sure that it has more clarity and carries responsibility to report.
Now, Nancy's taking the word contribution and trying to stretch it over into reporting. In other words, verbally reporting what it is a foreign country is trying to do. How about if we add this to the Adam Schiff addendum, where he got that call from those two guys from overseas, remember the Russians?
Mm-hmm.
And they were duping him, saying that we have information on Donald Trump about his hotel and the adventure that he did with the hookers and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. And then Adam Schiff, and by the way, that was all recorded. Adam Schiff then took that information and leaked it to the media, and it was a fake story from start to finish?
Yeah, well, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And, you know, but that's because there's a one-way street in Washington, D.C. The media won't care that Adam Schiff actually did break the law. Hell, they didn't care that Barack Obama broke the law when he accepted monetary contributions from overseas during his campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And that was documented. He was his online system was accepting small amount donations from the Gaza.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, did anybody say anything about that? The Federal Election Commission didn't even come out and say you can't do that. So, boy, if Nancy Pelosi wants to play that game, how do we go after Barack Obama in retrospect?
Yeah, absolutely right. And now we understand that this group is calling for Kellyanne Conway's firing, and of course the White House said that this is outrageous because, again, the Hatch Act violation, all you got to do is take a look at some other people and go for mayor.
Well, this is this is an oversight, an independent oversight committee. Now, people want to sit there and say because of the name that it's above reproach, but that's just not the case. It's been politicized just like every other department and agency in the federal government in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you look at a lot of the things that they've put out in the past, it's been one-sided and jaded, and then they're unequally applying what they believe is an interpretation that is fair, which is not, to Donald Trump, and they never did it to Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do it to Bill Clinton, you know. So this report has the worth of about just the price of the paper that it's printed on.
Okay, now we've got a caller on the line with a question or comment, so let's get them in here. Good morning, caller. What's your name, where are you calling from, and what's your question?
This is John from Sarasota.
Hi, John.
And I got a question real quick.
Sure.
Do you think Donald Trump is setting up the media for a big fall? In other words, is it possible that he's got some kind of grand jury results on Hillary and her cronies? That's all.
All right. Thanks, John. And, Frank, that's a good point. I don't know about grand jury, but I certainly believe that Donald Trump knows what was done by the Clinton campaign and knows now what was done by the Obama administration that can lead right up into the, I don't know about the front door, but certainly the back door of the then Obama White House. What say you?
No, I'll go front door and Valerie Jarrett opening the door.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you've got an AG like Barr, who's unwilling to be bullied by the usual suspects in Congress and the left side of the aisle, and they're starting to dig into the malfeasance of not only the Russia probe, but the, let's go all the way back to how the State Department acted, and all the way back to the collusion that the Obama White House had with the Clinton Foundation. Yeah, I think there's a lot of things that were found out, and we're probably going to start hearing it piece by piece and bit by bit getting into the 2020 election cycle.
Now, We talked about Kellyanne Conway, and she's not going anywhere, complaint or not, by this think tank or whatever the heck this is. She's not going anywhere. She's done nothing. And by the way, if they want to bring her up, if they want to try to do something silly with her, then I'm telling you, they're going to open the door wide open on some Democrats, because they got them by the you-know-what. And now you got Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who yesterday announced that she's going to be leaving the White House as the press secretary at the end of this month to go back home to Arkansas. She wants a little R&R, wants to be with her family. I got that. But at the same time, the rumor surfaced, and it's still a rumor, that she might be the next logical Republican candidate for governor of Arkansas in 2020.
No, her father was popular. She's been popular on the Republican side of the aisle. There's no reason why she shouldn't throw her hat in the ring. If in fact, that's what she chooses to do, she would be a formidable candidate. She's done a very good job as spokesman, but this is a natural time to leave, by the way. You know, everybody wants to, there are some circles out there on the left that want to suppose about things. Mm-hmm. You know, how many press secretaries did Obama go through?
Yeah.
You know, it's just a tough, it's one of the toughest jobs in Washington, D.C. is to be the press secretary for the
United States. A lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So congratulations to her. She did a great job, and I think this is not the last you're going to hear of her.
Now, let me ask you a question. It's been a strange week in the Dominican Republic. Big Papi, Mr. Ortiz, David Ortiz, was shot in the back. The shooter says that he shot the wrong guy, that he was there on a contract, but it wasn't to kill David Ortiz. It was somebody else. And now we find out that there's 7 Americans that have died in the Dominican Republic. What the heck's going on there?
Well, that's not the pinnacle of a lawful state. You know, it's an island that shares the other half with Haiti, which is in disarray to begin with. So, you know, you've got some issues down there with law being applied at all anyway. Mm-hmm. You're taking your life in your hands if you decide to vacation down in the Dominican Republic and go out at night anyway.
Last place I'd want to go based on what I'm hearing.
Yeah, you know, you got to be careful when you go to the island countries and you're out of the United States. You have to use your head, and when people are mistaking people like David Ortiz, who is not a small man,
no,
for someone else that they're supposed to hit, that's telling you that the level of professionalism in the Dominican Republic and hitman it is wanting.
Yeah, very much so, and you know. Elizabeth Warren, who has moved up in the ranks, I think I know one reason why, she's touting the erase student debt thing here, that she wants to take all the student debt from all the students that owe it and just wipe it right out to zero.
Well, you know, that just goes along with the let's give everything away for free crowd, so...
Yeah.
You know, Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, baby.
Yeah, all right. We'll talk to you on Monday morning, Frank. Thanks a lot.
Hello there, Fred.
I will. Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, and I'll be right back with the sports quarterback, a.k.a. insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
She's going to be going back to Arkansas with her great family. Her husband is a fantastic guy in her family.
President Trump reacts to news. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders leaving. The president speaking at an event about criminal justice.
She's done an incredible job. We've been through a lot together, and she's tough, but she's good. You know, you also have tough and bad, right? She's tough and she's good. She's great. And she's going to be leaving the service of her country.
Sanders, who is 36 years old, married with three young children, and returning home to Arkansas.
It's one of the greatest jobs I could ever have. I've loved every minute, even the hard minutes. I have loved it. I love the president. I love the team that I've had the opportunity to work for. The president is surrounded by some of the most incredible and most talented people you could ever imagine.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my good friends down there at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. You know, the hidden gem of Bradenton is inside Mixon Fruit Farm store, and it's called Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Now, if you want to try something really good in the way of food, you got to have their renowned Cuban sandwich. I'm telling you what, it is fantastic. Mixon's Pressed Cuban is absolute perfection. People come from all over to have that sandwich. And by the way, they are in the Florida Tourist Guide, so you'll see that as one of the Florida Tourist Attractions, Mixon Fruit Farms in Bradenton, Florida. And you gotta have some of the food that they make every day right there at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Also, Grandma's Pot Roast. It's slow-cooked, piled high, covered in Swiss cheese. They got the amazing Superman sub, the nightclub sub, the forklift burger. It's large and in charge. And, of course, that loaded bacon BLT. That's one of my favorites. I love that applewood bacon stacked high in the sandwich. And for dessert, you got the orange swirl ice cream. Oh, boy, oh, boy. So check them out. Mixon Fruit Farms, that's the Mixon Groveside Cafe at 2525 27th Street, Bradenton, Florida. Stop on by for lunch today. You'll be glad you did. All right, here he is, the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback on Mondays and Fridays, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, there must be something in the water to the North because St. Louis Blues never won an NHL championship. They wind up winning the Stanley Cup. And then last night, the Toronto Raptors, now I'll give you this, the team they were playing against, Golden State, had a little bit of a problem. A couple of their players went down in the last few games, they may be career ending, but certainly season ending injuries. And I'll tell you what, the guys that hadn't won before proved they were up to the task.
Yes, Captain. No, last night was amazing that Toronto came through to win it. Now, Clay Thompson, another great player on that Golden State team, mm-hmm. looks like he tore his ACL. The game before, you have Kevin Durant, mm-hmm. pops his Achilles tendon. It's just amazing what's happened to that team as far as bad luck and injuries. I mean, they've won three NBA championships, and, you know, eventually you have to lose. You can't keep that streak going. But to go down in injuries like that was just very sad and very unfortunate, but that's the way it goes sometimes in sports. It's a grueling task on your body, and that's what can happen.
Now, I'm watching the U.S. ladies soccer team the other day. They won 13-0. They scored a lot of goals. They got some criticism for doing that. But the way it works in the Olympics is the number of goals that you score counts as points. And the more you score, the more points you get. So I get it. I understand what they were doing, trying to, you know, pad the points so that they had a little extra to go with. But I'm watching this young lady, short hair, blonde hair, and I'm watching
Megan Rapinoe. Refuses to sing the national anthem, Captain.
Well, that's only part of it. It's more than sing the national anthem.
I know.
She wouldn't even stand here and put her hand over her heart.
I know. And now she's saying, Captain, that was a I want to say it with class. It was to Trump, to tell him where to go.
She's inspired by Colin Kaepernick, and she hates Donald Trump. Well,
Correct. Excuse
me, you're on the United States soccer team. If you don't want to be there and represent the United States as a United States citizen and do what's required of you, which means to stand there, shut up, put your hand over your heart, whether you want to or not. I don't care if you sing the national anthem. Just at least put your hand over your heart and do what you're supposed to. No, instead, she's got to make some sort of gesture with her hand.
Correct. And that it's just unacceptable.
That's disrespectful. And if I were the coach, I would have her on the bench. That'd be where she'd spend the rest of the game.
Yeah. I mean, it's just there's a time and a place. Captain and everything.
That's
where have
not
we
it.
Lost that in society? Mm-hmm. And this is the problem right now. And there's a double standard also, Captain, in society that needs to stop also. These are issues that just, it's unacceptable. It's not patriotic. I don't care how you feel about certain things. Again, there's a time and a place. Handle yourself with class. That sure doesn't come across as class. And it makes our country look like we're in disarray, too, when you act like that.
Yep.
Very sad.
By the way, I want to turn left and go fast. Where can I do that?
They'll be up in Iowa, Captain. So that'll be interesting. Father's Day, they'll be racing.
Be a little cooler up there, too, by the way.
Yeah, a little dry heat coming our way. Mm-hmm. Get a little rain here in Florida, but the rest of the country's going to be clear and crisp. So
do we know where the open cars are going to be this week?
They are going to be the good old Indy Bully cars, I call them.
IRL.
Yeah, the good old IRL boys. Yeah. Captain, you know, that's I'm trying to stick on the biggest stories. And right now, the U.S. Open with Justin Rose shooting a 67 to tie Tiger Woods is best round ever in 2000. It's going to be interesting. But no guy from that neck of the woods has ever gone on to win the U.S. Open after leading it. So it'll be interesting to see if he can hold up with the lead, and it's going to be curious to see how Phil and Tiger come back and if Brooks Koepka can win his third in a row, Captain, there at the U.S. Open in Pebble Beach. So that'll be another thing on Father's Day that
Well, Tiger's had a little bit of a slump here the last couple of tournaments. He's kind of been out of it a little bit, but I guess maybe he's back in it again. Is that what it sounds like?
I wouldn't say he has to make a move today. If he can shoot a 66, 67 and get back in the hunt, then yeah, then we'll hear the roars on Saturday and Sunday. And the same thing for Phil Mickelson. They both love that course, Captain. The conditions yesterday were very nice. So a lot of people shot lights out. So So that was very, very nice to see, too.
What's going on in soccer here lately? The Tampa Bay Rowdies are,
Yes. Boy, they won 12 in a row, and then they lost last week, and they're back at it doing well. They're doing very well. Very popular sport here in Tampa. It was the first major sports franchise here in the Tampa Bay area, and they still get a lot of support. It is the most popular sport in the world. Football, or as we affectionately call it, soccer, not to get confused.
Yeah, it's not football.
Well,
no, speaking of football, yeah, football is F-U-T-B-O-L. That's what it is.
There you go, Cap.
Yeah, man, we've got football, F-O-O-T-B-A-L-L. Everybody's starting to size things up here, getting ready to think about going to their training camps and whatnot. What's it looking like?
No, a lot of teams are really happy about their prospects for this year. This time of year, everybody thinks they're going to the Super Bowl. So we'll see what comes of that. Tampa Bay, some changes this year with Bruce Arians, the new head coach. Hopefully can mentor Jameis Winston, see what can happen there. You have out in Arizona, a lot of people out there listen to your show. Kyler Murray, we're going to see how he does out there in Arizona with the new head coach. A lot of changes in the NFL this year. It's going to be an interesting season.
How about John Gruden? What's going to happen there to turn them around?
That's going to be it, Captain. You know, he always does great his second and third year back at a franchise where he was. He did great here. We're going to see what happens.
Well, let's get you to mention what it is that you do.
Captain, one last thing, and I'll mention what I do because it segues. Pat Bowlen, the great owner of the Denver Broncos, passed away due to Alzheimer's. And the reason I bring that up is twofold, to let people know that he was a great guy and did a lot of things. But, you know, the whole family's fighting over the franchise now and doing these things. I talk to business owners all the time, Captain. You better have a succession plan. You better have all your documents in order, be legal, for your family not to fight over this, or you're going to have problems. I help out people with those issues. As you know, I help out people in the military with their Medicare and finances. That's what I do. You gotta plan. If you don't plan, you're gonna fail. And that's the biggest thing you can do. And I can help you out with that. My name's Patrick Hyland. My phone number is 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Everybody out there listening, if I can help you out with any insurance questions, anything to do with final expenses, anything to do with Medicare, Social Security, give me a call.
By the way,
813-966-1052.
By the way, with the changes in the mix with the gambling across the country right now in 30 states being legal, a sports gambling radio network is coming to fruition across the country, according to something I'm looking at Radio Inc. right now.
Oh, yeah, it's become very popular, Captain. Fantasy sports as well as sports gaming. People are taking it like they're playing the stock market. So it is what it is, and people do what they want. And speaking of the stock market, be very careful out there, folks. I recommend people do safe and sound retirement. Put your money in something that's not going to lose your money. You might not make the 15, 20% gains, but zero can be your friend. And 8 to 10% over 10 years, you double your money.
All right, well, stay low because I'll talk to you this afternoon on the telephone from Ybor City.
Amen, Captain.
All righty. Patrick Hyland, our insurance quarterback, turned sports quarterback a couple of days of the week here. And catch him this afternoon over on our sister station. I'll be on with him 5:30 to 6, I believe is the right time. Okay, don't go anywhere. Final segment of the program coming right back. I shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All right. Thank you very much, Donna. And Don and Donna are up there in Carrollton, Georgia way, listening to us on AM 1330 WLBV, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hoo-ah out there to everybody that's listening to us this morning in Fort Benning, Georgia. And we certainly hope everybody's doing well there. And happy 244th birthday, U.S. Army. Okay, don't forget it's also President Trump's birthday today. He's 72 years old, and it's also today the Flag Day, traditional celebration of Flag Day. And tonight, I'll be in Duomichi's from 6 to 9 o'clock down there in Ybor City. So if you get a chance and want to stop by, stop on by, say howdy, howdy. We're going to have a get-together, a Make America Great Again get-together, and celebrate the President's Birthday and Flag Day and whatever else you want to celebrate. All righty, time for the beach and boating forecast. Today we'll have a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly after 5 p.m. It'll be partly cloudy with a high near 89 degrees. The winds will be calm, becoming northeast around 6 miles per hour this morning. However, the seas will be mostly smooth, maybe 1 to 2 feet. That's it for the waves today. And tonight we may have a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly before 8 p.m. However, once again, the winds won't be an issue. And then over the weekend, we'll be talking about a high near 90 on Saturday, high near 90 on Sunday, high near 90 on Monday. Pretty much the same forecast. Today, we've got seas of 1 to 2 feet. The winds start out north-northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Then drop on down. The Gulf water temperature 86 degrees. The Bay water temperature 85 degrees. We had our high tide at 1:27 a.m. Our low tide coming right about now. Yep, right about now. Our low tide 5:49 a.m. and we're just a minute past that. So there you go. Now that's the beach and boating forecast. Now keep in mind that the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. The numbers at Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay tell an amazing story. And when you join Freedom Boat Club, you've got access to over 400 boats at the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization. Now, they've got 185 locations, which are located across the USA, 3 in Canada, and 2 in France. Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay currently has 24 ports, with 2 more coming soon. And right now, you get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. And in addition, if you are a member of the active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher, you get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000 for your one-time membership fee deduction of $1,500. Now remember, after that, all you pay is a monthly fee, and all you got to do, pretty simple, load up your cooler, put the fishing poles in the boat, you're off for a day of fun out on the water. And your membership also gives you reciprocity at all the other Freedom Boat Club locations all across the country. Now, to find out more, go to the FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com website. That's FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com website. Or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. The number again, 855-FREEDOM, to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you money. There you go. Now, not to be outdone, today, of course, June 14th, Flag Day, commemorates the adoption of the flag of the United States on June 14th, 1777, by resolution, the Second Continental College, Congress, adopted this. Also, the United States Army, which also celebrates the U.S. Army birthday on this date, back in June the 14th of 1775, 2 years previous, 244 years ago, Congress adopted the American Continental Army after reaching a consensus position in the Committee of the Whole. Now, back in 1916, President Woodrow Wilson issued a proclamation that officially established June 14th as Flag Day. And then on the 3rd of August, 1949, National Flag Day was established by an act of Congress. Now, Title 36 of the United States Code, Subtitle 1, Part A, Chapter 1, Paragraph 110, is the official statute on Flag Day. However, it's all at the president's discretion to officially proclaim the observance, whether or not he wants to do that or not. Some presidents have, some presidents haven't, believe it or not. And perhaps the oldest continuing Flag Day parade in the country is in Fairfield, Washington. Because beginning in 1909 or 1910, Fairfield has held a parade every year since, with the possible exception of 1918 when they celebrated a centennial parade. Now, the largest parade in the country is considered to be the one in Quincy, Massachusetts, because since 1952, it's been the longest-running parade of its kind anywhere in the United States. And the Quincy Parade typically draws as many as 50,000 spectators. So there you go. And don't forget the week of June 14th, from June 10th to June 16th, or this year it'll be June 9th to June 15th, that's 2019, it's designated National Flag Week. And during National Flag Week, the president will issue a proclamation urging people to observe the day as the anniversary of the adoption on June 14, 1777. In addition, the flag should be displayed on all government buildings. Some organizations choose to take the flags down at night, but this is the time when they leave the flags up 24/7 during the observance of National Flag Week. That's what it's all about. Right here. That's what it's all about right here. Now, just to top things off for the week, in case you haven't heard or haven't been paying attention, when it comes to the situation in the Gulf of Oman, where yesterday two tankers were struck by mines, Tippett mines, which came from the, or limpet mines rather, that came from the apparently the Iranian Revolutionary Guard forces, because a boat, 25-and-a-half-foot fast boat that you heard me talk about yesterday, was spotted coming up to the burning hull of that one tanker, and then they took the limpet mine off the side that wasn't burning, and the boat turned around and took off and went back where it came from. Right about that time, we were hearing from Iran that they were rescuing some 44 members of the crew of the vessels that were there, and that never happened. They never got involved in a rescue at all. So that was a bunch of nonsense. And also, five drones, armed drones, were shot down by the Saudis last night that were aimed at their country from Yemen, fired by the Houthis. So there's a lot of activity going on over there right now, and it appears that our warships may get involved in escorting the tankers through the Gulf of Oman over to the Straits of Hormuz so that they can be on their way. It appears that we may be running escorts now for convoys, maybe the way they're going to do it. By the way, don't forget to check out my friends down there, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S, Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh. Stop by, see Jill and the gang in the store. Might get a chance to see Kevin there, too. Might even see Dominic. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-922-2345. Call them, set up an appointment, or stop by the store. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. There you go. Now, tonight, again, from 6 to 9 p.m., I will be at Duomici's Pizza Parlor, which is in Ybor City, right there in the heart of Ybor City. Stop by. We're going to have a Make America Great party going on there with the Hillsborough County Republican Club. A lot of like-minded people will be there. It's a great little place to come there, and there's all types of things to keep you busy. Believe me when I tell you, you're right there in the middle of everything that's going on in Ybor City. So I'll see you there tonight, and in the meantime, you have a great day, and remember, it's all about we the people, here on this program. There is no I, me, or mine. What we do, it's we the people. All right, I'll see you all tonight, everybody, on the weekend show. God bless America. Have yourself a great day. Stay dry, and remember, be careful.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Why a shotgun? Why a shotgun?
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.